This is the Chord Buddy Podcast with Chord Buddy inventor Travis Perry. Learn to play the guitar immediately with Chord Buddy. Find out more at chordbuddy.com, chordbuddy.com. And now, the Chord Buddy Podcast.
Okay, here comes the Chord Buddy Podcast. What's going on, everybody? You know Chord Buddy, the Chord Buddy thing. You can learn to play guitar, I mean right now, with Chord Buddy, the world's easiest and best way to play guitar. Hey, Chord Buddy has guitars and guitar accessories.
And ukuleles.
Ukes, too. Who's the most famous ukulele player ever?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Don Ho?
Nope.
Or Tiny Tim?
Tiptoe to the tulips. Golly, I hated that man.
Sing it. Take it, Brady.
And I hated ukulele because of that man.
Because of that guy?
I did. That's what? All I knew about ukulele was tiptoe. And what show did we know that from?
Johnny Carson. We'd bring him out just for his own amusement.
Yeah. And then he would go.
Yeah.
But anyway, what we got going on this week, Brady?
Golf tourney today.
Ely, the elusive Ely. The elusive Ely, I guess, sort of went out on her first.
How do I not know anything about, where was I last night?
Did she go out on her first?
Sort of date, I guess. I didn't even know that the elusive Ely had eyes for nobody.
Right.
And so yesterday.
How old is she?
Except her daddy.
Right. He's right. 15.
She's
15.
This would have never happened when I was 15.
And how?
That's right.
How old was the date?
I'm guessing 16. He's on the varsity golf team.
Okay. And,
so I didn't know nothing about this boy. Period. And so
was he allowed to drive?
My wife, I guess he is. They drove.
Okay.
He brought her to the house?
No. Can I tell it? I mean, Jesus, stop.
How's it feel?
So Lori, my wife, says something about Ely is talking, you know, with the Prince Steve, talking to a guy at school. Mm-hmm. And I said, who is she talking to? And she said, his name is Kingston. I said, oh,
Kingston.
Yeah, like Arthur Thurston the Third. Thurston Howell the Third. Yeah, Kingston.
Kingston.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is Thurston Howell the Third from, Brady?
No earthly idea.
Everybody in podcast land, what TV show is it from? 1, 2, 3, Dave
Gilligan's Island.
I was going to guess Andy Griffith.
So I said, well, I don't know nothing about no Kingston. And so I said, show me a picture. She said, oh, I don't got no pictures. So Ely comes up at golf practice yesterday before church. They go to church on Wednesday night at Selma Baptist. Has a great youth program at Selma.
Right.
And so she said, she comes up. She's been real sweet to me. She's not sweet to me hardly any of these days. She comes up and she touched me on the shoulder. I'm sitting there watching Goodson swing. And she said, Daddy. I said, what Easters? I call her Easters.
Easter?
Easters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweetie okay. Or Easters.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sweet E. Like sweetie, but it's sweet and then capital E.
Yeah. I like
sweet
that.
E.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweetie. Yeah. I have all okay. And so she says, can I go with a friend to get something to eat? And I said, well, I don't know. Can you? Who's his friend? Kingston.
Kingston.
And I said, let me see a picture of Kingston. She says, well, you know him. He's on the golf team. Got Goodson's play golf. I said, well, let me see a picture of him. I mean, so she shows me a picture, and I said, oh, I recognize him. He's the one that looks like he's asleep.
Looks like he's asleep?
He's sleepy all the time. I mean, his eyes is half shut. And,
right.
And I said, oh, he's sleepy. And I said, yeah, I guess so. So he pulls up on a black.
Mustang.
Well.
Yeah.
So I thought they were going to the Sonic, but it looks like they went to somewhere over there around Chick-fil-A, maybe.
Where did they go?
Close to Sam's.
Somewhere over near Chick-fil-A, somewhere over there.
Somewhere in that
Schlotsky's or
Schlotsky's or, yeah.
So anyway.
What's the one across the street, the Chipotle?
Oh, yeah, they might have went to Chipotle.
That, they might have done that.
Sweet E loves her some Chipotle.
And probably not Frisoles.
No. Dad.
Hard to get to. for now, anyway.
Yeah.
Or
we
was.
We got a story about that one.
No, we don't. No one either. And so, anyway, the Lisa Philippe. Oh, we're talking about golf.
Yeah, golf tourney tomorrow. Today.
Today. So, anyway.
How old is Kingston?
Kingston.
I'm going to find Kingston on Facebook. I'm going to tag him in this podcast.
Kingston. You have to say a Kingston. It's Kingston.
Got the pinky in the air.
Kingston is teeing off on hole two. Kingston. Okay, Goodson's also playing.
Okay.
So Ely and Goodson both have tournaments today, and they start at 10 o'clock.
Different locations?
Nope. At the spa. They're playing Andalusia and another school.
They start at 10 this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in school?
Well, this is what's stupid. They leave at 8:30.
Right, for school.
No, they leave the school at 8:30.
Yes, they check into school. Attend half a class.
Yeah.
Why make them go?
I mean, they don't think, we got to drive all the way over there. Then somebody's got to go pick them up. And you drive. I mean, you'd be better off just not to go. And I asked Sunday that, Coach, and he says, no, if they don't show up for the roll call, they're counted absent.
Wow.
And you can't play if you're absent, right?
Well, it just counts as absent.
Who gets them from the school to the golf course?
Well, today, Goodson is riding with Coach Sunday.
Okay.
And the elusive is riding with Donnie! With Darby.
I miss that.
I nickname everybody.
Everybody. I mean, and it's not a nice nickname. It's right. Always what? Something condescending or sarcastic.
I want to know what he calls me?
You're Bobby Goldsboro 24/7.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good.
That's just
okay.
Cricket.
Okay. Deedee.
Yeah. What was I talking about?
Darby.
Who gets into
Darby!
School?
Darby. I don't know why the first time I saw Darby, I just wanted to scream, Darby! I think it comes from not the Simpsons, the one with the talking heads and their heads literally separate from their body when they're...
Oh, I don't know that.
The Muppets?
With Cartman.
Yeah, I can't say.
Golly, this show should be called two older men trying to remember things.
Dead air time. No,
two
what you
older
know?
Older men trying to
Cartman,
remember things.
Cartman.
Carpenter.
I cannot say the name of the show.
People at home are screaming at it. They're going, it's a cartoon, adult cartoon. Their heads separate.
Yeah. On Cartoon Network.
Yeah. What is it, Dave? But anyway, there's a character on there that every time they would say, he would go, Timmy! I was in a wheelchair. Yes.
Timmy. Timmy was in the wheelchair.
Yeah, and Timmy! So that's why I go, Darby!
Okay.
So Darby is riding with...
Ely's riding with Darby.
Ely's riding with Darby. What's the name of it, Dave?
I'm checking now.
You never watched that show? I love that show. Bartman, Cartman.
South Park.
Y'all
couldn't remember South Park.
I got it. South Park.
Yeah, and what's his name? Cartman? Bartman?
Yeah, it was Cartman.
Cartman. Yeah, yes. I like him. But so anyway, Ely's riding with Darby, and it makes it tough. Now, next Monday, they play in Andalusia.
Okay.
So that means they'll have to leave like at 7 in the morning going to Andalusia.
So do they have any knowledge or skills as far as education?
No.
Really? Really? No.
No. No. Not a bit. So
he could care less about grades nowadays. When I was in school, he cared about my grades. But now, he could care less about grades.
Did you ride your
heart? Brady, really, man, you really make me. I'd never get. That's because you just did it. I mean, Brady, just leave.
Yeah, we're not getting into this.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
We'll bring up something else before you bring up that.
Yeah, I'm pulling my pants up.
Yeah, when's Easter?
Huh?
I'm just throwing anything out there.
So, I'm excited for Easter.
Nice.
Yeah, we're taking Gage to the country club.
For the Easter egg
For
hunt.
The big Easter egg extravaganza.
Oh, nice.
Big extravaganza.
Is it for little kids only?
No, it's there's a 3 and under group, and then there's like a 3 to 6, and I think
they're then opening for Easter Bunny Day. That how's your
they
hoppy?
Might need you.
Can you hop? How's your how's your hibbity hop?
Yeah, so they where do they hide the eggs?
No idea. Never been.
But it's not on the golf course. I would think.
You know what I like to see at a good Easter egg hunt? I like to see a tall 7-foot Easter bunny with big ears. Sitting on a park bench.
Smoking a cigarette.
Looking at the kids smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Kindly humped over, yeah, you know, with his hands on. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. Just looking at him. I got to go out there in a minute.
Go out there. Break's almost over.
Them. They look rowdy.
I hate those little guys.
And then he gets up and starts hopping. And then one little kid says, Mama, he stinks. Mama, he stinks like
Why does the Easter Bunny smell like beer?
Mama, he smells like Uncle Willie. Mama, is that Uncle Willie?
Yeah, you're getting a kick out of that one, aren't you?
I'm about to pass out.
You're sweating. He's got a sweat mustache working up. Yeah.
So before we get out of here, do I have any food to talk about this week?
Yeah, you messed up my order from the Bomba.
Oh, yeah. Brady tried to get a little smarty.
2 weeks.
So here's the thing.
Two weeks in a row, La Bamba got my order wrong. Not La Bamba, Hacienda got my order wrong.
Hacienda Azul.
Two weeks in a row.
What'd you order?
Well, no, they didn't get it wrong. Last week, she ordered a chimichanga. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked about it's a fried burrito.
Yeah, what's the difference in all that? Yeah.
So this week, I go back again. She orders a chimichanga in all caps. I show it to the guy. And she said, what? I said, just cheese dip on top.
I specified something to tell you. I said, chimichanga and rice, all caps, only cheese dip on top. That was my specific instructions. Oh. That's what the text said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a double lettuce and sour cream.
Which I
would love.
And guacamole.
Right. Yeah.
And so Brady said.
And that was all over.
And now I paid for it. Just keep that.
God, here we go.
I paid for it. So I let that. So Brady, I'm not eating that. So I said, okay, well, I thought... Garbage.
Okay, he came in there and he said, I said, I got my food. He said, sweet bro, you're going to be so mad. They got it wrong. I said, really? He said, yeah, they put lettuce. I said, oh, I can probably scrape the lettuce off. Go in there. And it's two handfuls of lettuce and guacamole all on top. I could do the lettuce. The guacamole really did it in for me.
Wow.
The
so
guacamole.
You had to scrape the guac off?
I like sour cream.
Yeah. You scraped the guac off?
I didn't do anything with it. No. I didn't eat it. I would not eat it.
And you can tell Kingston I'm not eating it either.
I do not eat contaminants.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so Lori, my wife.
Now, who is Lori?
Okay. Well, nobody believes I'm even married.
But. Has Lori ever listened to one of these? Ever?
No. You couldn't. If you gave her $100 and said $100 in a pack of Marlboro Reds, Cowboy Killers.
You got to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, here's $100 in a pack of Marlboro Red Cowboy Killers to listen to it.
She would. Wouldn't.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
She would say, that's 20 minutes of my life I can never get.
Never retrieve.
So anyway, big shout out to Milas, our big fans, to Carla with a K, even Carla with a C, and all my friends at Hunt's Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
For over 60 years, it's a tradition.
Absolutely.
I need that gift card in the mail. I ain't got one in a couple months.
You went to Hunt's?
No, didn't go. I almost went, but didn't.
You just did a shout out for our only listener. Carla?
Yeah, Carla.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Carla with a K.
All right, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen her lately, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, no food, I don't think, Brady, this week. But we are going to... I booked Goodson in a tournament in Sandestin, so we'll be going down there.
We're going to Orange Beach, not this weekend, but...
Yeah, that's spring break for the kids.
Cool. And when is it? The kids go to the Andalusia thing?
Next Monday.
Next Monday. So they missed school the whole day that day.
That's why kids join the golf.
That's an hour one way.
Yeah. In fact, Wicksburg girls' team. Have you seen their TikTok?
I think I have.
It's that popular, of course I'm so-and-so, of course mm-hmm. I do. Everybody's making them now. I thought Wicksburg started, but then I saw a bunch of celebrities doing it. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm on the golf team. Of course I do it just because I get to skip school. And that's what I said last year. I said, I'd be on the golf team for no other reason.
Yeah. But to not go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 2 days a week.
Yeah.
For a long time, like mm-hmm. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They'd be like, all right, what you doing? Well, I'm trying to get on the golf team. Do you have clubs? No, I don't have any clubs. What about shoes? You got shoes? No, I ain't got no shoes either.
Come on in.
All right, come on. When can you start?
Well, last year they did have some like that. It's getting, and this year they still got a few, but even though Ely hadn't been playing but literally 2 weeks when she got on the golf team, she just has a natural swing. Mm-hmm. Oh, Full Swing second season is out, guys.
Yeah, I've been hearing it what is all that? Morning.
Do you like Full golf, Swing? Dave?
I mean, I do, but I don't. Yeah, I don't you spend don't have a
Netflix.
Lot of.
I don't spend a lot of Netflix time with it. Code, but they now, crack you, down on that.
If you gave me $100 and a pack of Marlboro Reds,
I might.
Yeah,
it's a Netflix series about the top golf players.
It's a Netflix thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, I'm not familiar.
Good. It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to wind us up for today. Sounds Man, we've had some laughs today, haven't we, Dave?
When does it start?
I don't know, but I'm going to watch the Lucif Ely and my son Goodson and Kingston.
Uh-huh.
You have to do your lip there. You know,
what's your nickname for
it's
you?
A Cinderella story.
Yes.
You remember that day?
Yeah.
Dude, it looks like it's about a 200 Cinderella story from the 200.
Hey, I recognize that. What's that?
Caddyshack.
I wanted to say it.
Okay.
It's too late now.
He's in the center
is that
of the
Bill Murray character?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay. He does. It's 200 out. He's, yeah. He's reaching for a 4-iron. It's a Cinderella story is what it is.
Okay.
What's Kingston's nickname?
Huh?
Ely said you already had a nickname for him?
Sleepy.
Oh, it's Sleepy.
Oh, for Kingston.
Kingston. Okay. Kingston. I might just say Kingston. Are you sleepy, Kingston? Do you need a pillow, Kingston?
Kingston. What about a blankie?
Kingston, you want a passy maybe to help you fall asleep, Kingston? Kingston, why don't you fold your hair up more and then it'll stick out further from you? That's this thing now. Goodson is doing it. These kids are taking their banes and they're folding them up and putting a crease in them so they stick out.
For real?
For real, that's the thing.
Man. How do they do that? I mean, Goodson
just sits there
now?
And just holds his hair over and just folds it and does like that, and then he does it again. And
wow, and then spray it?
Huh?
Do they spray it?
I don't know.
It just stays like
seen,
that?
I hadn't seen him spraying it.
Okay.
Yeah, Goodson, it's about time for him to start shaving. He's going to have a good mustache.
Good.
He's only 12, right?
13.
13.
He could grow a mustache now, couldn't
he?
Wow. Yeah, he's got a mustache.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how tall is he?
6'4".
Right, little man.
See, I thought it was 6'4".
Wear the 14 shoe.
Wow, that's a big boy.
He's getting drafted in the NBA next year.
You're only 13.
Hey, it's been a great time. I'm sweating again. Hey, until next time, David, be kind to someone.
To contact Chord Buddy or stay in touch, look for us on Facebook at The Chord Buddy and find our Facebook group. It's called Striking a Chord. Find tons of information and all of our products online at chordbuddy.com. That's chordbuddy.com. Also thechordbuddy.com and membersoftheband.com. Listen next time for the Chord Buddy Podcast with Travis Perry. The Chord Buddy Podcast is available on over 30 popular podcast platforms. Find out more at chordbuddy.com or Facebook or Instagram at The Chord Buddy.